And here's your morning news. Where's the money? The public continues to ask, but KHJ News has not heard of any attempt by the executive branch to compel the FONO to return the CARES Act funding. This money was distributed via $20,000 payments to FONO leaders and $10,000 payments to senators and representatives in the last legislature of 2020. An affidavit by Treasurer Malemo Tausanga shed some light on where the money went. The affidavit was provided as part of the lawsuit by local resident J. Pincus Huter against government leaders over the use of CARES Act funds for purposes unrelated to COVID-19 response. The treasurer said, initially each member in both the American Samoa House and Senate were issued payments from the Corona Relief Fund. The payments totaled $410,000. In August 2020, these payments were returned. The payments were transferred out of the Corona Relief Fund account and posted to the American Samoa Government Fund local account. The Corona Relief Fund was reimbursed for the payments to the FONO. A report that Treasurer Malemo provided to the House of Representatives last month shows the transfer from the general fund. This transfer was made after the Inspector General's Office of the U.S. Treasury declared that this was an ineligible cost and should be paid back. He became involved after a query from Huter. Three members of the House, Larry Sanitoa, Sam Malesia, and Vesiai Poyer-Samuelu, returned their $10,000 checks even before the Inspector General got involved. Senators Twalo Manaya-Fruin and Saluanga Nua also returned their checks. KHJ News check with other lawmakers reveals they have never been asked to return their checks. The Corona Relief Fund totaled $135 million and was administered by the governor's office under then-Governor Lolo Molinga. This is the same funding that was allocated for roads, the new high court building, and stipends for the former coronavirus task force. The treasurer's affidavit in Huter's lawsuit also says no federal CARES Act funds or Corona Relief funds were used or will be used towards the High Court construction or renovations. A groundbreaking for the High Court building at the site of the old communications building was held late last year, but construction has not yet started. Iopu Wilese, who has been wheelchair-bound for most of his life, has brand new wheels. His new chair, specially ordered, is his favorite color, yellow. When the Department of Health conducted a needs assessment survey of the special needs populations of the territory last year, they learned from Iopu's family that his old wheels were no longer safe and had to be returned. This meant that Iopu, who cannot walk, couldn't get out of his home. But on Wednesday, Director of Health Motusatu Ileamanua and a team of government and private citizens presented him with a brand new chair. The project was started by the Parents of Children with Special Needs Network's Sandy Scanlon, who coordinated the fundraising, sourcing, and purchase of the chair. The chair costs over $6,000, and that money was raised via advertising and the Chairing is Caring Radiothon on 93KHJ in December. Donations poured in from dozens of people and organizations. It turns out that Iopu has a lot of friends. Ipu Nuasea Eliapo Unutoa of the Department of Health spoke about the project at the presentation of the new chair on Tuesday at the offices of the Leo Owainga program.
And so that was one of the biggest needs that the family had told us, was that Iopu likes to go out of the house and he wants to engage in the different things that are happening in the community, but he doesn't have a reliable chair. So we put this out with our partners like the Parent Network and Mr. Joey here, and therefore the Radiothon happened, and all these businesses and business community people threw in donations. Some of them wanted to remain anonymous. They didn't want to be, you know, named, and so we respected that. But today we still wanted to hold the ceremony to give our sincere appreciation.
Chairing is Caring will return soon with another special project. Yesterday, the High Court denied work release for a 22-year-old employee of the American Samoa Power Authority, Prince Ngasio. Ngasio is serving 20 months at the Territorial Correctional Facility for a drug offense. The jail term is part of a 5-year probation sentence. Ngacio's attorney, Assistant Public Defender Ryan Anderson, requested that his client be allowed to participate in the work release program. However, Associate Justice Fiti Sunia, flanked by Chief Associate Judge Mamea Salah and Judge Tunupopo Alalafanga, denied the request, citing that the defense had not filed the proper paperwork. Ngacio was charged after police stopped him for speeding in Nu'uli on the night of June 27th. While they were interviewing Ngacio, officers spotted a glass pipe in a compartment near the driver's seat and immediately arrested him. A search of his vehicle revealed a rifle, ammunition, another glass pipe with a small amount of white crystalline substance inside, and half of a hand-rolled cigarette. Tests confirmed the white substances in the glass pipes to be crystal methamphetamine and that marijuana was in the hand-rolled cigarette. Ngacio was charged with one count of unlawful possession of methamphetamine and one count of possession of unlicensed arms, a Class A misdemeanor. Florence Tutuatasi Wasco of Fongangongo has been elected to the board of the Oceania Tennis Federation. She was elected at a virtual meeting of the OTF held Sunday. A press release from the OTF says the election was a historical one because all but 3 of the 8 board members who were elected are women. This is in line with one of the key programs of the International Tennis Federation's 2024 strategy, which is gender equality in tennis. The ITF's aim is to make tennis an equal advantage sport, and the new OTF board is a reflection of this aim. Florence is the only certified athletic trainer of the American Samoa High School Athletics Association in American Samoa, and she can be seen at all sporting events organized by the Department of Education. She has bachelor's and master's degrees in kinesiology and rehabilitative sciences from the University of Hawaii, where she played tennis. She worked as the head athletic trainer for a high school in Davis, California, before returning home. Congratulations, Flo. That's your morning news. Remember, if you want to hear news on demand, check out the podcast for news in English and Samoan on talanay.com. Have a great day. I'm Joey Cummings.